What up, what up?
What up, boys?
We back.
We are back.
The Huffington Post is back.
Yeah, they are. We are world famous.
World famous. So tell me how you found this again.
Well, so Zara's mom sends me a text message. So my wife's mom sends me a link to the Huffington Post. And the Huffington Post every single week makes a like top 20 tweets of each Bachelor episode. And one of our tweets made the episode. We were on the Huffington Post. It's the greatest thing.
I told my dad, I was with my dad when you texted me that. And I was like, Dad, you know what the Huffington Post is? He's like, of course. Everybody knows what the Huffington Post is. That's like one of the biggest like news people in the country.
Yeah.
I was like, we made it. It's like Michael's tweet about the Bachelorette. He was running the Twitter show that night.
Yeah.
He was like, no way. And I showed it to him and we were cracking up.
It's so funny because like I don't think of Mary as someone who's just like scouring the interwebs for like the Huffington Post. And how she found it, I have no idea. But like we would never have known if it wasn't for her. Like
she probably emailed in like 500 times our tweets and was like, use this and it made it.
Well, it's funny because so ours, I don't know, got like 100 retweets or like something. But there's some that had like 3. So I'm like, there's these like random people with like 3 retweets and like 10 likes. And their moment of fame, they'll just never know.
They'll never, ever know it. Well, DeMario, would you call fame is what he had on Bachelorette?
He's already on Bachelor in Paradise. So yes, his moment of fame is going to last.
Over under, how many times at Paradise will his ways or the story of his girlfriend be brought up? 5.
Oh. No, less than that.
3. There, you know, every girl that he even remotely tries to talk to, they're going to bring it up.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to build it up. I'm like, are you still talking to anybody?
I think he's the perfect Bachelor in Paradise guy, though.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like so good looking. He's going to be funny.
Yeah. The scene, though, last week, I think we did a buy or sell last week.
Yeah.
Did you buy if he would be allowed to come back?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we said.
Hopefully, we sold it.
Hopefully, we sold it.
As soon as I saw the Paul Blart Mall Cop security team just standing out there, I'm like, this is all fake.
10-4, we need Harrison, Mr. Harrison.
I'm like, all right, Bachelor. Y'all don't really need a security team.
So, Barb watched it before I got to watch it. Not only did we watch it all separately this week,
yeah,
but I even watched it separate from Barb. And Barb told me, she's like, wait till you see Rachel's response to DeMario.
Yeah.
She's like, I think you'll love it. I think this could be my greatest moment for me, my favorite moment of all Bachelor.
She is continuing to be the best Bachelorette that we have ever had.
She does not take any crap.
No.
I even like wrote down someone when she was talking about, I need someone to own. Well, first of all, it's DeMario's quote. And he said, he's like, you know, I heard one time, in order to experience joy, you need pain.
Yeah, you sure?
And Rachel's look while she's like looking at him,
yeah,
it's like, just get off my driveway.
Yeah.
And that's when she starts dropping stuff of, I need someone who owns his mistakes. And he says something about being honest. And she's like,
yeah,
I hope you are being honest, but honest is not walking through this mansion because you're not coming back through here. But the hammer said, you were a boy, or that was a boy, and I need a man.
Ooh.
I was like, ooh. Oh my gosh, how are you still standing
there? I know. No, she's awesome.
And then she just says, thank you, and walks away.
Yeah.
While the other guys are like, it's kind of like the meme. Of the meme when everybody starts, and it shows all the like teenagers and they're like, oh, and they're like
from like that rap battle thing.
Yeah. It's like, yes. That's what I was thinking. Yes. The other guys are doing.
Yes.
While she says that. But
I mean, like, why even go back in that moment? There's like a 0% chance that she takes you back.
Because ABC gets him off to the side and said, hey, we'll give you an extra $200 if you try to just come back. Rachel's gonna say no, but
What if he went back to Bachelor in Paradise because he did that? Because he like came
Ooh.
Back. Maybe that's why. Maybe he wouldn't be on it. And then they said, "Hey, we will put you on this show if you
come back."
Yeah.
He's like, "Heck yeah, I'll go down there."
Yeah. And Rachel was ready. That was impressive.
What if they have a basketball goal down there?
Yeah, he'll be dunking on Vinny.
Vinny
is coming back after getting his heart broken
last
year.
Is he really coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back. Lots of weird people.
I need to see who's going down there.
Well, all right. So there is, well, sorry, a little Bachelor in Paradise tangent. But there's this dude named Ben Z from like 2-3 years ago.
Love that guy.
Like, we both liked him.
Yeah.
And he's coming back. And the theory is he's going to pull like a Nick where like he's going to look good on Bachelor in Paradise and be the new Bachelor for this next year. No. If there were gambling odds for the Bachelor, and I was someone who actually gambled and was like wasted money like that, I would put my money on Ben right now. Ben
Z. I think I'd put it on Jonathan.
I don't want to put anything on Jonathan. Nothing. I just want Jonathan to be far away.
No, I can see. I can see Peter if Peter does not win.
Yeah, I think Peter. I heard Dean is only 25.
No, please don't.
Look, Dean is the same age that Ben Higgins was whenever he went on this show.
Dang.
He's like 3 weeks younger than Ben or something.
That's so weird.
So the fact that, so he's 25 now, but by the time that if he was The Bachelor and started filming, he would be 27.
Hmm.
And 27 is way different than a 25.
Yeah.
In my mind. It's still pretty young, but it's not.
I think Dean and Corinne could be together. I love how they keep on bringing her back.
Yeah. No, it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Every time that she's on screen now, I'm like, she needs her own show.
But I was kind of weird. I thought it was weird because they brought her back, and I was like, oh, she's going to get some cool screen time. And she really didn't get a ton.
She really didn't. But also, Christina will be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Is she really?
Christina, yes.
No, I was going to say Cuba. Be close to Cuba, but it's not. Because Russia likes to send. So after the DeMario thing, it has the cocktail party.
Yes.
Anything that really Jonathan's big hands?
That was creepy. Like Jonathan, not that your hands could get any creepier. And
Alex and his Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
He's so weird, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
He kind of challenges Jonathan for the weirdness.
Really?
Yeah, dude. He's too straight weird. I kinda like him. He's so weird.
I kinda like him. Minus the whole grinding on that grandma thing, but we'll get to that later.
I swear, I don't think he, like, the elevator goes to that top floor. There's 20 floors in the brain.
He's like a party 14. Dude. Like, he's like, yeah, he's like a party dude. Like, party I don't think guy. He's taking stuff seriously.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I guess that's what, Kenny's daddy-daughter date pictures, that was heartwarming.
That was cute.
But I think that... That's what when it led into Lucas saying
this was yes
bananas,
correct yes. Whenever Lucas goes to Rachel, Lucas has probably had like 5 too many drinks. Like he's like definitely like slurring his speech.
He looked out of it.
Yeah. No, he was gone, and he just starts telling Rachel about this time that Blake would like eat bananas while watching him sleep and sitting next to his bed,
and he wouldn't break the banana off. He ate it.
Yes,
just straight out of the peeler. Also, wait, Blake,
do you take the banana out of the peel while eating it?
No, I've just heard people just were weird out about how a dude eats a banana or something, or like how anybody eats a banana.
Yeah.
Do you break it off or do you just eat it?
I just eat it.
Yeah. I don't care what people think.
Yeah, whatever.
You can watch me eat that banana.
Yeah, bananas are one of the most delicious fruits that there is.
But I want to know, Blake said bananas is not in his diet.
Yes.
What diet?
Yes.
Takes away bananas.
I don't know. I don't know what was weirder. Was Lucas telling that story or Blake's defense for why that story wasn't true?
Yeah. I can't even eat bananas. I mean, I'm on the...
Yeah, he said he like couldn't like eat carbs or something. Or
yeah.
But like, what?
And then we had the Lucas and Blake extravaganza.
Yes.
That was just... I want to say it... Well... We can talk about it more later because it may or may not be one of my buy or
sells. Is this a buy or sell? I figured that it was. I figured that it was.
I think it is one. Yeah, it is one. So
Well, I will say it was one of the greatest scenes of Bachelor history ever.
Oh my god!
Hands down, it was hysterical.
I think it just annoyed me. I can't stand Blake.
Yes.
Lucas is like LeVar Ball.
Yes. Yes.
He's just crazy.
Yes.
He promotes his brand. Yeah. And like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The whole sequence is just weird. I couldn't figure out. I went back and forth of this is real. This is not.
Yeah.
This is just kind of like edited weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, the longer that I'm on Twitter, the longer that I'm, like, alive in 2017, trolls are everywhere. And the thing about trolls, you just don't, like, feed them. You don't, like, let them get into your bubble. And Blake let Lucas get all up in his bubble. And yep. It was his downfall.
This is why we see so many athletes not engage on Twitter.
Yes.
Because there's hardly any good that comes from it.
Yes.
Anything else about that? Not really. It's a rose ceremony.
Well, Kidney did have this really lame line, since we love lame lines. And then he, like, says something, like, he, like, gives something. No. Was this, whenever he started, like, stripping.
Is this when he tore his shirt off and then wrapped it around her neck?
Well, yeah. So he starts stripping for Rachel and, like, literally, like, rips his shirt off. And then he says, "How Kenny say no?" And instead of, like, "How can you say no? How Kenny say no?" And I'm like, "Yes, Kenny, you are the goat.
Good, I didn't know if that good was, job. If that was after the mud.
That might have been later. Sorry.
I don't know. Either way, it happened.
Yeah.
So the rose ceremony happens. That was, well, that was before the Lake Lucas and Blake thing, because she sends Lucas and Blake home.
Yeah.
And $2,000 suit, Jamie.
Like, Jamie, I'm watching the whole episode, and I forgot, like, what your name was.
I didn't even know he was there.
No.
But he's gone.
I thought he was the same guy as the penguin suit guy, Matt. The
penguin, who we didn't see hardly at
no,
all either.
No, why is he there?
Why are you there, Matt? But he gets some type of
work. But I am impressed that Rachel got rid of the drama. In normal seasons, it's like the last rose, and it's going to either be Lucas or Blake. She's going to choose one of them.
Yeah.
And instead,
no.
She threw both of them away, and it was awesome.
She just needs to get rid of Jonathan, and then it's home free.
There are a lot of people who really like Jonathan.
Oh, my gosh.
Who just think that he's, like, awkward and weird, not, like, creepy. I think no. He's creepy.
He is all of the above. He is awkward, yeah. Weird, and creepy.
Yeah, but there's, like, Reddit threads full of, people really enjoying Jonathan.
And his dancing?
They thought that was endearing, too. The fact that he couldn't dance. Which I will say, like, a lot of those dudes knew how to strip way too well. Like, that's not husband material.
That would have been the tipping point for me. I would have just said,
yeah,
I'm not the one for you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Peace
out. Or I would have been like Jonathan. I just would have, like, been weird.
Yeah, he's super weird, but dang, you have to go grind on people? Like,
I don't think Jonathan was a grinding, though. Was he?
Was Brian?
I don't know. Oh, my goodness. Brian. Brian. Alex could not contain themselves.
Brian was filling himself. Oh, like, my gosh. Always.
Yes.
As soon as the curtain opens up, he walks out like he's in sync. Like,
yeah.
It's like, bro.
And he... Wait, yeah. So, are we just going straight to the Ellen date?
Going in. Yeah, let's go in.
Okay, good. Yeah, so Brian, all of a sudden... which, it was cool because we got to, like... So, we saw the Ellen date... Outside of, like, context of, like, this actual, like, date.
Yeah.
Like, we saw that scene 2 months ago or something. So now being able to see it all in context, it, like, fit better.
It was so weird because, was it 2 months ago, we saw the whole, you know.
Like, Brian saying that he was the first one, like, kiss her, and then Will's like, well, I kissed her too, and
Brian's like, yeah, I second that.
Yeah, and then Brian's like, well, you just got my sloppy seconds, and I'm like, yo, are you in high school right now? Like, I don't think you should be saying that. I
can't stand stuff like that.
Yeah, as soon as sloppy seconds came out of his mouth, I'm like...
Go back to Columbia.
Please, yeah, I don't like you.
No.
You're gone.
I don't think... Does Zara like him?
I doubt it.
Because I don't think Barb does. I mean, Barb just says his accent and stuff was, like, hot, but it wasn't. But she thinks he's a player.
Yeah. Well, the dude's 37.
Yeah.
If you got a body like that and you're 37...
Yeah.
You're a player.
Something's going on.
And you're single.
Yeah. He's good with his hands.
But the funniest thing about the Ellen date was Rachel tells Ellen that Jonathan tickled her. And then Ellen's like, nope, you cannot tickle me ever. And whenever she meets Jonathan, she tickles him. And it was the greatest thing.
I did love that. I love that. Gosh, they played the Never Have I Ever game.
Yes.
That was... I wrote down, I was a kid, and I was like, why would that? That was the awkward moment with Fred.
Yes.
You ever met Rachel before the show?
Yeah.
And of course, Fred's like, yeah.
Of course, because they took that plot line and threw it into the ground.
Yeah. I was waiting for Never Have I Ever Built a Bomb. and Alex, you know, put for Russia.
Alex probably would have said yes. Like, he was so open.
What pants was he wearing? He was wearing like
red pants.
It was like the galaxy.
It was wonderful.
I'm like, what are you wearing?
As someone
bro?
Who is currently wearing camo joggers right now.
The camo joggers are completely different. When you go on Ellen, it looked like he was wearing like Stars pajamas. Like,
I got to do what you got to do to stand out. It of all things to make fun of Alex about, that I can't get on. The dude peed in a pool. Have you ever peed in a pool before?
I think I have at some point in my life.
I've never peed in a pool.
But the way he talked about it is like he jumped in to pee.
Yes.
And that was really weird.
That was weird. I always heard that like if you peed in a pool, then like there's like blue chlorine like circled around you.
Yeah.
And it like told you who. Now I've peed in like the ocean. Like that's different.
Yeah, I was going to say I've jumped in a lake to pee.
Yeah.
And then got back out.
Yeah, but peeing in like a 10 foot by whatever foot pool.
At the mansion.
Yeah, no. That's weird.
Super weird. But speaking of Alex, he got to freaking kiss her, man.
Yes, he did.
I was completely wrong about Lucas. I said last podcast that he kissed
Thank
Rachel.
Thank you. Because that was crazy. That totally distorted my view of Rachel.
Yeah, and I was wrong. He went in for the kiss, and she wasn't feeling it or something.
Yeah.
And he kissed her on the cheek. So I guess I was writing when I saw that happen. And you getting Warriors updates?
Oh, my gosh. The Warriors came back and beat the Cavs.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they
Let's
did.
Let's go!
Warriors storm back for 118-113 win to take commanding 3-0 lead on the Cavs.
LaFlop.
Oh, my gosh.
LaFlop's down 0-3.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see if he's the GOAT
Is
now.
Is LeBron going to get swept in the playoffs?
Psst. He can't flop his way out of that one.
Oh, that's so bad.
All right, back to flopping. I take Fred over him.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
So we talked briefly before this about Fred.
Anti-Fred.
I was team Fred.
No, boo.
Mainly because I think he...
You had him in your top four, bro.
I did, yeah. Last week I had him in my top four.
Yeah.
Mainly because my thing with Fred was I was feeling him, and I was feeling him like past few weeks, thinking what he said tonight of, dang, every time that he is on the show, like the show, yeah. It's always about what he did in third grade at camp.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I did in third grade, let alone a camp, a summer camp.
Yes.
And it was just like everything.
But he never did enough to get over that, though. Like, dude was just so like,
oh yeah, I mean,
nonchalant,
he was super just,
and boring, and yeah,
Fred.
Like, bruh.
She called him Frederick.
Well, yeah, because she tried making him sound more manly. Like Fred is like a little kid's name, Frederick.
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought Fred was. I don't know. I thought I understood. I feel like I felt him, but then. It came to the rose.
Oh, my gosh.
she has the rose for the cocktail party. Yeah.
The reason that happened was because he goes in and he asks to kiss her in, like, an awkward way.
I've asked a girl to kiss him, though, before. Like, when I was I thought it was, like, a respectful thing, like, when I was in, like, high school.
Yes. In, like, a world of where Brian is just, like, sucking face 10 minutes after meeting Rachel, I commend asking permission or just asking. But he did it in such like a, he did it in like a little boy way rather than like a smooth way.
Yeah.
And if Rachel's whole thing was him being like a man and not being a little boy, oh man. As soon as that happened, I'm like, you're gone.
Then he like scooted closer and was like, but what if I do just go in for it? And then he finished kissing her and he said something like, it's going to make you feel a certain way or something.
Yeah. Like, no. He tried playing it off. He went like 4 seconds long kiss. She only wanted 2. And it was painful.
She wasn't feeling it.
No, not at all.
And Alex ended up getting the rose.
Yes.
Which is super weird.
Yeah. But it was really funny. Yeah, so Rachel takes the rose and goes and talks with Fred. In that moment, what did you think what was going to happen?
Well, it's kind of hard because I didn't watch it on Monday night, so I got these notifications
already, like,
on my phone.
Yeah,
from where you tweeted out something saying
savage.
Yeah, I was like, she carried the rose to Fred.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't have thought it was coming because she just kissed him, and I thought it was kind of weird. Yeah. Like, why?
No, I knew hands down she was not going to accept him.
Really?
Hands down, no doubt. So props to Rachel.
Now I'm kind of pissed though because she kept Eric. And she sent Fred
home. I would rather keep Eric than Fred.
Heck no.
Fred, all right. Do you know that SpongeBob song, like, F is for friends who do stuff together?
Yeah.
F is for friend zones with friends who do stuff together. Like, Fred is, like, the friend zone dude right now.
I would rather have Fred as a friend than Eric.
I would rather have erratic Eric than friend zone Fred. That's all I know.
Would you classify Anthony as erratic?
No, I would describe him as awful. I just want to say boring, not awful. Anthony's like a nice dude, but man.
Anthony, I wrote down like two things for him. Classy, but then I also wrote down, makes me feel like Downton Abbey. Like he's like a character off that show.
Sure, yeah.
Or you could put him in like Westworld, like a Western
thing. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I would be like,
well, like him on that horse.
Yeah, he was feeling it.
Yeah.
He's so, like, you're not, I feel like you're not going to get any drama with him.
Yes.
I feel like he's the Ben Z of this season.
Kind no, of. I feel like he's the brick wall of this season.
I'm kind
of
feeling him, though. More than what I did before.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen him, he's just so, like, just class. And he's just like, hey, like,
yeah,
old school. Like, if he sits at home every day,
yeah,
and plays his record player,
yes,
I would be like, yeah, yeah. He does.
Anthony is like a mailbox. He's gonna sit there. He's gonna take the good news and send it back out.
But you know what? People are not gonna go by and beat it with a baseball bat because he's one of the biggest dudes there.
Yes, that is very true.
Because they even called him when he walked in the house. They even called him, I think, Big A or something. One of the good, Curve. Eric or somebody was like, Big A, what up, bro?
Yeah.
All this stuff.
Dude is so boring.
He got a rose, though.
He did. And it's because he's like a nice man.
You ever been on Rodeo Drive?
Never. No. Have you?
Yeah. Barb and I went down it.
Did you ride horses on Rodeo Drive?
Super weird. They made it. Like, I feel like they made it seem normal, and that is not the case.
No.
Like, we saw like a Bugatti. We saw like all these cars.
Yeah.
What on earth?
Yeah, I don't know.
And it was, like, there was nothing we could buy and, like...
They rode horses into a store. What?
I don't know how...
What?
Super
the more weird. Impressive thing was Anthony tried on boots while on a horse in a store.
Yeah, and he said he's never rode a horse before, and he just, like, looked like a pro.
Owned it. There. Yeah.
Which I guess they could edit that. He could have tried, like, 50 times and then took it off.
But that was, like, the most random, weird thing I've ever seen.
Do you like horses?
I had this conversation with someone earlier, actually yesterday. No.
You don't like
horses? Horses are weird.
Yeah, I think they're really pretty. And in Kentucky, we have a lot of horses.
Yeah.
And obviously Kentucky Derby. I think
that's true, yeah.
I think they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like in the field, like eating.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be in that field while they're eating. Like I don't want to be
I just don't want to like ride on something that I don't have like control of.
Yeah.
Like
I took Barb horseback riding one time and I was like, oh cool, get me off. Like they could do anything,
yeah,
and I have no control.
No control. Leave I guess me. Like riding a horse on like a beach would be like kind of like chill, you know. You're like on like the shore and stuff.
Yeah, I would rather ride an elephant over a horse.
Yes, yes. If I was in the position of where a literal elephant was in front of me and I could ride it, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want to like ride anything. I can't
anything
control. I don't know.
So then we go into the mud. Yeah.
So wait, you do like Anthony?
Like as in before this episode, if he went home next week, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, he's going to last a couple more weeks at least.
Yeah. It's funny. I had tweeted out a thing where like I said that Anthony was boring and Zara got offended and I wanted me to delete it because she's like, Michael, that's mean. He isn't boring. Like she was like standing up for him.
Oh,
and so I don't know like what that means for her and him, but
I didn't mind him. I thought
I am all out.
I appreciate people on this show that comes on and we don't know his morals.
Yeah,
but somebody that's not exciting that doesn't try to change to be exciting for a show.
That's a good point.
He's just like, hey,
now,
this is who I am, man.
I could very well, next podcast, be all over the Anthony train.
Yeah.
Because that's what The Bachelor is. Like, I just go week to week.
Yeah. Except Fred, you didn't go.
No. Fred.
You hated him.
Fred started from the bottom and never came back. But yeah, Anthony did say that he was an old soul. AKA boring. Like, I'm sorry. All right.
So the mud thing, Rachel's posse comes out.
Woo! Corinne!
Corinne.
Back on screen.
And
Christina.
Was it Christina?
Wait, no. Not
Jasmine. I know Jasmine. Jasmine
Raven.
Oh, yeah, Raven.
Was Alexis who was our there?
Yeah, Alexis. Oh, yeah.
Alexis was
she
there.
She looked higher than a kite.
Not Christina. Yes. She always does.
Yeah, I think she, like, low-key looks good, though. I think she's pretty.
Yeah, sure.
I think she's kind
of now, pretty. Yeah, I think that she's hysterical.
Yeah.
And like, she would be, like, a friend of mine, but...
But Corinne, we said this before we started hit recording.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Corinne didn't get more screen time.
Yes, correct.
To bring her back for another episode, this is like her second appearance this season.
Yeah, yeah. And for her not to say anything crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, what's going on?
Also, since we did get dancing during Ellen, we also had to get dancing on the pole in the bus, the party bus.
Yeah.
That was super weird.
Yeah, I'm just not about, I've never danced on a pole. Never will.
I don't really plan on it.
Never.
Unless Barb really wants a pole installed. I do know a couple that has a pole installed into their bedroom.
What?
Yeah, from back home.
What? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I'm guessing that no one comes over to their house.
It was installed.
If I ever had a pole and I'm like giving like my house tour to like new people and I'm like, oh, hey, by the way, here's this weird pole.
This is a new way to hang clothes.
Yeah.
Just totally. Just
no, weird. I would instantly get judged. Nope, not about that.
So anyway, Rachel brings her, I guess, you know, her posse, her friends. Can't even use posse anymore. And
I know someone said posse in that episode, actually. And I'm like, oh, weird. The word posse's used. I thought that you couldn't say posse now.
No.
Because of the whole, like, Phil Jackson thing.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a big baby, like LeBron, you have to throw it out.
Oh, man.
So we had the mud thing, and I think you tweeted something about, you know, Kenny getting beat.
Yes.
And I kind of laughed, but...
How?
It's freaking WWE. They don't even, like, really wrestle. Like,
no.
It's all fake.
Did you see the little moves that he pulled on those guys?
Yeah. And that's another thing.
And it's not like Bryce is like a... It's not like Bryce is like some, like, Apollo Creed warrior. Like, he's like some little scrawny dude.
But he's not like Lee. Or he's not Jonathan.
I don't know.
He looked legit. Right. He said he was the most athletic dude out there.
Sure. Yeah, he's trying to, like, be cocky. And,
well,
like,
when he's doing, good. Like, Olympics up at the North Pole... Because he's
like an elf.
Man.
Yeah.
His ears stick out.
He's on the championship team down there.
So they have this mud thing, and they kind of have this tournament of like...
It also did not look like mud.
No.
It looked like chili.
It looked like crap.
Yes.
It looked like dog crap.
It was awful.
Or vomit.
I just would have been like, peace.
Yeah.
I just would have been like Brady. Like Brady didn't even try.
I love when they said what it was, and they showed Dean. And Dean's just over there like,
yep.
Oh my gosh, man.
Yep. Dean's like, oh my gosh, but I kind of want to be the next Bachelor, so I guess I'll go along with
this. It was so
this.
Weird because I think he got beat the first round. And then afterwards, they said, you know, she's asking her girlfriend, she's like, who stood out? And they're like, yeah. Oh, they all said Dean. I'm like, what?
A lot of them said Dean because Dean's like the perfect like Bachelor type.
It's like translated, he got put out and then he just went over and hung out with the girls.
Yes.
And sweet talk.
Yes, 100%.
So.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had like this tournament style and it came down to Bryce and Kenny and Bryce the firefighter.
And Bryce beat Kenny. It was the biggest. It was weird. All right. So Kenny, I thought, was going to win the dad husband challenge thing from last week. And waboomed him. And now there's Kenny and he put the. And now there's Bryce and Bryce put the waboom on Kenny. Yeah. I don't know.
What does Kenny win at?
Nothing.
Sticking around.
Maybe.
Anything else? Well.
Well, yeah. This was whenever Kenny said that he was a stripper. By the way. Yeah.
Is that when she said something about you've been in Vegas for too long? That was on the party bus.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was on the party bus. I think. Do you have anything to say about the Eric situation?
You hate him. Do you still hate him?
Absolutely.
Do you hate him more than Lee?
Oh, that's close.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm Team Eric right now rather than Team Lee.
I can't stand Lee.
No.
But I can't stand Eric either.
No.
Here's the thing. I could have a conversation with Lee, And I would be thinking in my head, like, yeah, bro, we would never be friends. I could have a conversation with Eric, and I'd be like, I want to punch you in your face.
Opposite for me.
Really?
I could have a conversation with Eric. Lee kept saying, I love you to death, bro. I love you to death, bro. Whenever on the inside, he's like, actually, I'm kind of racist, and I don't like you at all.
It looked like they kind of halfway bring that out next episode.
Well, yeah. Well, like, what has happened this past week, like, was all of Lee's tweets have like, come out.
And you sent like, those.
Yeah, and, like, he's tweeting, like, which I'm not, like, super into, like, all of that stuff, but still, he's, like, anti-Black Lives Matter, like, anti, like, liberal stuff, like, anti, like, equality, and Chris Harrison is just getting flamed, or I guess, like, I saw this, like, interview, like, with Chris Harrison, where he's like, we had no idea that Lee sent those tweets out, which is a bold-faced lie, because those people know everything about these contestants.
Lee's not going to paradise.
So, knowing those tweets, Lee is the bottom of the barrel for me.
Okay,
He is a snake.
True. I don't like Lee.
Yeah.
Team anti-Lee.
Now, I also hate it whenever people yell, whenever they get, like, backed into a corner.
Yeah.
And that's what Eric does.
Eric yelled, and then he got mad over, like, listen, Raven came to them and asked them, who, is there somebody here that you're not, they probably should have just said, I don't know, yet or something.
Yeah.
But Bryce, like, he just gave his honest answer.
Well, yeah, like, what was wild was, like, Bryce on, like, the stripper pole bus.
Yeah.
Like, said Eric, and me and Zara go, oh, weird, like, what a weird answer. Or maybe Rachel did, like, someone did. I don't know.
Hmm.
But so, like, somewhere there's confusion.
She was talking to Raven, or he was talking to Raven.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Then she talks with Eric, and she allows him to stick around.
Yep.
I was hoping she'd send him home, but...
Well, there is a scene with her and Eric in a hot tub.
Oh, my gosh.
In, like, a foreign country or
Please
something.
Don't do this,
So,
Rachel.
He's going to be around.
That sucks, man. Yeah. This is super random. I don't even have it written down. Peter, you know, I was thinking, Peter, she asked him if he could come to Dallas.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And he said he could.
Yeah. Like,
whatever. He's a business owner.
Uh-huh.
Quote, I'm doing air quotes right now.
Sure.
What business owner could move just like that?
An online business owner.
Etsy.
Or Etsy, sure.
He's got an Etsy shop.
Could be.
What does he make on Etsy?
I met a guy who owns a $1 million company. And he sells... this. Like outdoor gloves on Amazon, and he gets shipments of outdoor. Well, yeah. So same guy, but he has this like other like.
Okay.
Yeah. So he buys these gloves from China from Amazon, puts patches on them, ships them off for $50 a pop, and he made $1 million this last year.
That's insane.
That could be Peter.
That could be us.
And so he has these, like, mountain-made gloves. Like, you can, like, Google mountain-made gloves. It looks legit.
Mountain-made. And no, factory-made by, like, a 4-year-old Chinese
kid. Yeah, yeah. Well, like, they do, like, special stuff. But still, like, the idea of, like, he has this huge business. But all he does is just orders them online and has someone make them and then puts a patch on it.
That could be Peter.
Could be.
Anyway, that was a random thing. All right, ABC moment.
Ooh,
there could be numerous.
ABC moment is definitely the Blake and Lucas fight.
Oh yeah,
hands down.
Okay,
hands down.
I have that written down. I originally had Corinne wrote down.
Whoa!
When she first came on, I was like, ABC man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
But she didn't say anything.
I know. And then afterwards, I was like, okay, I didn't like put her anymore.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a prime thing of, like, she's going to come in, have just say some crazy stuff,
and
make out with one of the dudes,
like,
or something.
Lucas, not Lucas, Lee becoming the bad guy as soon as Lucas leaves.
Yeah.
I think that was on purpose.
Yeah,
because
they need drama.
Like, they needed some other thing, and yeah.
Also, I thought about this. If you're a guy like Bryce, or one of these guys.
That stand no chance.
Do you make a play at one of the girls?
Oh, you have to. Yes.
How? Like,
yes.
And you know, like, okay, I'm here for Rachel, part of the show. I really don't think I have a shot.
Or even if you're Dean and, like, you know, hey, Rachel's 7 years older than me or like whatever. Like I stand like no chance. Go hit up Raven. Like,
yeah. What if Rachel tells the girls, I'm not gonna pick, you know, Dean.
Yeah.
Like I'm not feeling Dean, but I'm he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And allows them talking about the tricky boat Dean's in. If a girl's like hitting on him and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking about it. I was thinking about when they walked in and all the guys were like saying hey and stuff. I'm like, I'm thinking, what if some of these guys are right now are saying, all right, man, like, Alexa looks really good.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, exactly. It's very true.
So I was like, that's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, ABC moment. The Lucas and Blake thing, that was super weird as heck.
Yes.
And all stage.
I think 100% staged.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because of Reddit. All right.
You have stock in
Blake Reddit. And Lucas were on another reality TV show called X Isle, where, like,
what?
Yes, they were on a reality TV show called X Isle with them two and like Lucas's girlfriend, and one of them stole the other one's girlfriend, and yes,
what?
Hands down, hands down. Like, that argument was like me and you wrote a script for really funny arguments. Like, I mean, like, their back and forth was like too perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's roommates with Lucas's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that was like all part of it.
Yeah.
I think that it was all like this shtick. I don't think that they really hate each other like that.
Yeah. I agree. It was staged. All right. You ready for buy or sell?
Bring it.
Every week we do a buy or sell. I give Michael a few statements. He has to buy it or sell it. First one. Alex is a dark horse.
Sell.
She even said something about he's a dark horse.
Yeah.
And I was like,
He did have this line where he's like, I like you because I see that you are looking in my left eye. Like, you look left to left rather than right to right. And I paused it and I'm like, Zara, is that like a thing? Like,
yeah.
Because me thinking I'm a more creative person, I'm like, do I look in like the left? Do I look in the right? Like, what do I do? Now I can't even like look anyone in the eye.
Alex would know that.
Yeah. But so I thought that he was honest. I thought that he was fun. But I don't think that he's like marriage material.
Top five worthy.
At all. Yeah.
All right. Well, crap. That was a buy or sell one. I have another one. But it's not really a buy or sell. But this ain't really a buy or sell. But who has...
J.R. Smith just tweeted Cavs in 7.
Did he really?
Yeah.
After they lost?
Yes.
So they're going to win 4 straight?
I guess so.
Dang, that's history right there.
Yeah, too funny.
Sorry. Who has the biggest Instagram career?
Ooh.
After the show?
Okay.
Brady or Bryce?
Oh, Brady. By far. Brady by far.
Dude, I will say
Brady
this.
Brady at least like looks good. Bryce doesn't like look good to me.
I know Brady's a model.
Yeah.
But like, you know, some of them, you know, they all have abs and whatever.
Yeah.
But like Brady was like chiseled.
Yes.
His hair was weird.
Yeah. No, that's his life.
I'm like, bro, you haven't ate a carb
in
8 years.
We never talked about the, oh my gosh, Brady booger roll model move.
Oh.
Yes.
The very last
part of
the
episode. I can't believe that was real. I can't believe that was real.
If some of you missed it, Brady was giving Rachel some advice on modeling, since that's what he does.
Yeah.
And he said his
just like a conceited thing to do in general. I'm sorry.
And he said he was like telling her his go-to move is called the booger roll, to where he like reaches up to get a booger out of his nose and he's like holding it out. Almost like, I don't know, he's holding a bird's egg or something.
Yeah.
And he's like rolling it with his finger and thumb and looking
at
the
like
camera.
Thinking hard about what rolling this booger is going to be like. It was very weird. I would rather Jonathan and the creepy hands touch me than listen to Brady and the booger roll.
Okay. One of my buy or sells was about Lucas and Blake, but we've already talked about that.
Yeah.
Here's one that can replace the third one. And of all the guys on the show right now,
yeah,
who would you be best friends with? Who would be your closest friend?
Dean.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dean wore a skinny suit with a floral tie, and that's what I want. and a friend. A little hipster friend.
That's true.
That's what I want.
Dean.
That's how I roll.
With his inner...
Or Alex. Just being real. Or Alex.
Alex.
I mean, like, okay, I take it back. Alex. That's... Yes.
I would like to know the inside of Russia. If it is Alex.
Sure.
I would quiz him about
Russia. I feel like you would never know what Alex is going to do.
I don't think he knows what he's going
to
do.
No. He just lives by the moment. What about you?
I don't know. I really like Will, man. Will's still my winner.
Will is my... Will might not be my winner, like, because I haven't, like, moved it yet. But I actually, like I have been thinking about who the next Bachelor will be.
Yeah.
And if it's someone like Dean or Peter, then they're just going back to the model that works.
Yeah.
But I think that Will is hands down the best...
I think we have to
see... ...black guy to be...
Yeah.
A bachelor.
Who makes it far? You know, they don't ever take somebody that doesn't make it very far,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, never. Like, Juan Pablo was, like, top eight, and I think that was...
Kind of a shock.
The lowest one, yeah.
Okay.
Right now, I have Peter winning, but...
Who's your top four right now? We have to submit that this week, right?
Crap. Yeah. I got Peter. I hate Brian, but I have Brian in my top four.
Yeah.
Will. And my boy, Diggy.
Oh my gosh, Diggy. I like Diggy.
I tweeted, did you see what I tweeted about Diggy?
No.
Okay, I'll show you one second. One second.
I think I have Peter, Brian, and Will also.
Uh-huh.
But my difference is you have Diggy and I have Josiah.
Oh, wait, you have Josiah?
Yeah, I do.
No, he's trash. I said, I found Diggy's old middle school picture. Moe's Bows. He has his giant bow tie and dark rim glasses.
We need to tweet that at him.
It's so funny.
Lucas liked one of our tweets the other day.
Only four people liked it. I feel like that was underappreciated. Yes, Lucas did.
That was an underrated tweet. Very funny. All right, our last segment. Rest in peace.
Rip.
We no longer have Jamie.
Jamie, I know nothing about you, bro.
Yeah. We don't really care about you.
Except for you wore a $2,000 suit. Hopefully you don't have too many more of those.
Blake is gone. We hated Blake.
Blake, I hate you.
Yeah.
Blake's intro was nothing like his time on the show.
Are you talking about his...
It was all about sex.
The drums or his...
Both.
...male part?
Both.
Hmm.
He, like I remember watching the intro and thinking he's going to be like a character.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really like a character.
No. He was just a weird, creepy
character. He was someone who just kept feeding the troll.
How would you feel if you're sitting back with as him and Jonathan has lasted longer than you?
Oh, goodness.
Speaking of Jonathan.
It's so awkward.
The never have I ever
yeah.
thought about having sex with Rachel.
Yeah. And he's
with Ellen.
Talking so openly like about it.
And Peter says he hasn't.
No way.
I call bull.
Well, yeah.
Thought.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's made out with her on numerous occasions.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
And Jonathan, they could, like, a cut, and Jonathan's like.
He's like.
I would love to. Like, or, no, he's talking about
he's
kissing
her. He's like going, like, step by step with, like, his whole thought process.
And Lucas.
Lucas.
I was surprised. I think, I was genuinely surprised by Lucas not staying around.
Lucas, I have one thing for you. Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
Whoa! Boom! Woo!
My dog's going to start barking.
Lucas, I'm going to miss you, bro. I might be your biggest fan.
We need to buy shirts.
Yes, I actually know someone who bought one.
A shirt?
Yeah, so I might need to now.
What if we could get him on the show?
That would be wonderful.
On the pod.
That would be wonderful. So Ben Higgins and Ashley, I have like that podcast.
Yeah.
And him and Jared, the normal weird dude.
Yeah.
Said that Lucas like DM'd them and like tried talking to both of them. So obviously he is very interested in talking about his bachelorness.
Yeah.
I might actually reach out to him.
DM him. And last but not least, rest in peace to Fred.
Fred.
Fred's on his...
Boring, boring, boring Fred.
Fred's going back to be a camp counselor now.
Yeah.
And telling everybody that comes through, watch what you do in third grade, because it's going to be held against you. Except he doesn't get that loud. It'd be like, just,
he said he's been waiting 20 years to kiss Rachel.
Bro, he had sex with somebody 20 years older than him.
That was weird, too. That was weird. Oh, man.
The cougar
life. But he waited for 20 years, and then he just laid a dud like that.
Yeah, poor guy.
You weren't ready for that, boom, were you?
I saw it coming. It's like, I seen it started to build up. I was like,
Oh, man.
Woo! All right. Anything else?
I am not going to be here next week.
I'm heartbroken
right now. I'm very sorry. I'm going on a mission trip to Baton Rouge for a whole week. I won't even watch it.
So next week, y'all get a treat of me, my wife Barb, and Michael's wife Zara.
The ladies!
We're having...
Isaac and the wives.
Yeah. So, have a lot of girl talk next week. I'm sure they'll talk about how hot Peter is.
Yeah.
And random
stuff. You can get their opinions on Brian, and if they really think... He's going to be like a contender.
Is Brian's the front runner right now, or Peter?
Peter.
Peter's front runner.
Peter.
Okay.
The Brian is just such a chump. Man.
He is a chump.
I'm going to take him out of my top four.
Are you really?
Yep. I'm taking him
in. I think she's still all in on him.
I can't.
Now.
I can't imagine it. Hmm. Brian's gone.
Okay. You know who I would take Brian over in real life?
Who?
LeBron.
You would not. You would not. That is a lie.
Oh, man. LeBron or Brian's better at cracking backs than LeBron is at shooting.
Again, a lie.
All right, you got anything else?
LeBron put up 39 points.
Oh, pull a pumpkin.
39 points, bro.
He's about to lose his fifth final.
Also, KD hit the game-winning three-pointer with, like, time expiring.
I'm about to hit play on this thing.
Oh, all right, good.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace out.